Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. The ICC board has concluded its annual two-day meeting, this year held in Kuala Lumpur. It took into account recommendations made by the Chief Executives Committee earlier in the week, although their suggestion that the decision review system should be made mandatory for all games has not been followed up. After Pakistan's Danish Kaneria and England's Mervyn Westfield were found guilty of breaching the ECB anti-corruption code, the board unanimously acknowledged and agreed that the ICC and every cricket-playing country should recognise and respect the sanctions put in place by the ECB. Kaneria was, if you remember, handed a lifetime ban and Westfield was suspended for 5 years. The board also confirmed that the Bangladesh Cricket Board and Sri Lanka Cricket will have implemented a domestic anti-corruption code by the 15th of August. After receiving reports and discussing the promotion of the three formats of the game, it has approved some recommendations made by the CEC. Specifically, power plays will be restricted to the first block of 10 overs and a batting power play of 5 overs to be completed before the start of the 41st over in one-day internationals. The maximum of 4 fielders allowed outside the 30-yard circle in the non-power play overs, and that the number of short balls allowed per over be increased from 1 to 2. The board has also raised no objection to implementing day-night test match cricket, should both competing teams agree to play under such conditions. The touring Australians appear to be in fine fettle heading into the one-day international series with England, winning their final tour game against Essex by 179 runs at Chelmsford last night. The crushing win came on the back of half-centuries from Michael Clarke and David Hussey, before young quick bowler Patrick Cummins returned figures of 3 for 26. In reply to Australia's formidable score of 313 for 9, Essex, despite the presence of Alistair Cook and Ravi Bopara, were dismissed for just 134 in reply. England women opened their international season with a convincing 33-run win over India in the opening 2020 international in Canterbury. That is their 13th successive victory.